Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Kindly open our Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 119, verses 33 until 40. Again, Psalms, chapter 119, verses 33 until 40. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Amen. Let us now pray. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings. Let us now give thanks to God. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you've given to us, for the miracles, for your loving kindness, for your faithfulness to us. Thank you, Lord, for salvation, for the raiment, for the food, for our bodies, and most of all, for our spiritual that you give to us to go forward in our life to serve you. Thank you, Lord, for all the difficulties in our life to prove to us that you are a just God, to accomplish your law and precepts to us. Thank you, Lord, for the everyday circumstances for us to seek you more and fear you more and continue to walk in the narrow way that you ordained to us to walk with. Thank you, Lord, for the healingness, for answered prayers, for guidance and deliverance that comes from you alone, O God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God and renounce it. For he said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we humble down ourselves before you, cleanse us once again, and purify us so we can come again unto your presence,
yes,
to worship you, Lord. Reveal us once again your Holy Spirit, to anoint us, to teach us to pray,
yes,
and
Lord,
to lead us in the path that you want us to go and do, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and supplications to God. Come to me who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let us now ask God to our personal petition to him. Let us now pray for our family, for the husband, wife, children, parents, siblings. Lord, we praise you for all our family in Christ, forwarding their lives to serve you by living their life pleasing unto you.
Yes.
We pray for them to provide and sustain them. We pray for every husband to guide him, direct him, and give him wisdom to implement the precepts and the perfect will of yours in his family. Give him good health and strength to go and continue to provide the needs of his family and be firm to establish your laws under his care. We pray, Lord, for the wives to give them good health and strength, perseverance to help their godly husband in one mind, one heart, to obey you by implementing discipline to their children, that not go along to their emotion, but empowered by your word and their lives. Lord, we pray for the children, protect them from the works of the devil by this social media, that they fully fear you and their parents by obeying them, the instructions given to them, give them obedient and fearful heart to help their parents in their household chores and study well in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our parents. We pray for their salvation and pray for their good health and strength. Open their hearts and mind to accept your word and the lives, and even for our siblings, we pray, Lord, to commit their lives to your word and come to seek you, to willingly abide your word in their lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our job. Lord, we praise you and grateful for the job and salary we had. We pray, bless our company, O God, by giving us more clients and projects, for we are also blessed. We pray for the salvation of our boss and all the people we are serving, that they may know that you are a true God. By our living good testimony and the good example to them how to live in righteousness and holy life, to work diligently and submit to our superiors and trust you, for you are our master, and bless the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we lift up unto your hands that by prayers and trusting you, you give everything that they need according to your purpose. Lord, heal them physically and spiritually. Provide their needs. Sustain them to go on their lives to serve you, and encourage them to walk in the path that you ordained to them to walk with. The ministry and the task that you given to them to finish it in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, for our relatives, friends, colleagues to be saved. Lord, we pray for them. Move upon their lives. Answer our prayer for them to amend their ways and start to obey you. We pray for their salvation. Let them encounter you in their lives. Lord, we trust you as we continue and persevere to bring your gospel to them in your perfect time. They will obey and follow you, for our labor is not in vain. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Let us pray for the favor from God, and that will be provided for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we pray for this country to bless and have peace, for us also bless. Lord, once again, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations, being a good example to the people around us. We pray for salvation of the people who live here. Lord, we pray to protect all the congregation spread abroad, provide all their needs, help them to evangelize more in other places and the people around them, and have boldness to speak the truth of your word. Lord, bless them. Always be with them in every works they will do for your glory in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church to grow in all the ministries of the church, in evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted, more people got water baptized, and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We praise you, O God, and thank you for all the ministries you entrusted to your church. We pray to grow and bless the church clinic, church school, church banking, farming, publication, translation, ministry, watchman, website. Use all these ministries to help to reach the lost, to bring at your feet and enable to teach them to live their lives pleasant unto you. We pray to give us more ministry to help and admonish the people and teach them. Lord, we ask for your mercy to open to us effective doors to preach your gospel, to lead us to the true people who are waiting for you to move in their lives, to deliver them. Lord, fill us more of your love and compassion to the people, to teach and admonish, to rebuke, for they will set free from their bondages of life. Lord, let the vision of the church be fulfilled, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, help us to always delight of your laws, to train more workers to serve you. We pray for the good health, strength, perseverance for all your servants, from our overseer, pastors, leaders, elders, workers, members, that we are one accord, one mission to accomplish the great commission. To go therefore and teach all the nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all things you commanded, and you are always unto the end of this world. In the name of Jesus. We pray for the service today, Lord. Bless every items of our service, from prayer, worship songs, giving, and your word to speak to us, Lord. Lord, fill us once again with the Holy Spirit, that we may see you face to face in our worship and abide you fully through your word that we receive today. Lord, we pray that you may accept our offering and sacrifices to our lives as a sweet aroma unto your throne. Hallelujah, Lord. This all I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now rise up and worship the Lord.
Awesome in this place. God, you are awesome God.
Yes, oh God.
And we know, Lord, that before we have come to this place, you are here, O Lord, waiting
Thank
for
you,
us.
Lord.
Thank you, O Lord God, and we continue to worship you and honor you, O Lord, for truly you are the God, the great God who can do wonders and miracles
yes.
in our lives
yes,
as we put our trust in you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, O Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
O
Lord, every new day of our life, you are there, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the beautiful morning that you have given each and every one of us to come to worship you today. Let our eyes be open, O Lord God, to see the treasures that you have prepared for us.
Glory and fall.
It's you.
Lord God. We are always making ourselves ready at your coming. Come soon, O Lord Jesus. Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus. Take your people with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit to God. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Luke, chapter 16, verse 10. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. He is that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. That he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, creator of all things, we come before you today, thanking for all the blessing you bestow upon us and seeking you, your divine providence and wisdom, how to be a good steward to all the resources you entrusted to us to please you. We pray, Lord, for this money to bless and help the poor and needy as you ordained to us to do. To use it to further your kingdom to the place not yet reached of your gospel. Thank you, Lord. This all I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramesh entitled God's Calling Requirements, Part 55, Walk in the Laws of God. God's Calling Requirements, Part 55, Walk in the Laws of God. Open your Bibles in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 to 36. Exodus chapter 16, verses 1 to 36. And I'm reading in King James Version. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Zin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, and we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto the children of Israel, At even, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmuring against the Lord. And what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, This shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full. For that the Lord heareth your murmurings which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses speak unto Aaron, Say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, Come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, As Aaron speak unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they look toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord speak unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying,
At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar roast on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "It is manna," for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man, according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents." And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, "Let no man leave of it till the morning." Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stink, and Moses was wroth with them. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, "This is that which the Lord had said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will be baked today, and sift that ye will sift. And that which remaineth overlay up for you to be kept until the morning." And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, "Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none." And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. And the Lord said unto Moses, "How long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in this place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day, and the house of Israel called the name, thereof manna. And it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. And Moses said, "This is the thing which the Lord commandeth. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt." And Moses said unto Aaron, "Take a pot and put an omer full of manna herein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years, until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Now an omer is the tenth part of an epah." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you, Lord, for your word, O God. As we meditate and listen to your voice, Lord, we pray. Help us, O God. Let your Holy Spirit be upon us, O Lord God. Lord God, as I read your message to you today, O Lord God, anoint my lips, O Lord God. Lord, help us and be with us, O Lord God. As we listen, your name be lifted up and magnified. In Jesus' name, amen. After the victorious departure of the people of God from Egypt, where God did marvelous various miracles for them by multiple disciplinary actions against the Egyptians to free them from Pharaoh and from his army, whom God drowned in the sea while he saved his people and made them walk on a dry land. Now God is leading them into a land of wilderness. Exodus 16:1. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after their departing out of the land of Egypt. After a great victory that God gave them against their enemies, He is the same God who is leading them now into the wilderness, into life of discipline and suffering. In the same way for us today, Jesus, who brought us victory on the cross, He is the same Jesus who would allow trials and wilderness into our lives. He is the same Jesus who tells us to enter and go through the narrow gate and the narrow way. And He is the same one who discipline us and want us to move away from worldliness and want us to discipline our children and those who are under our care. Exodus 16:2. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. How the Israelites responded to such movement of God, allowing them to go into the wilderness, separated from the world and from the pleasure of the world and from even the food that they like to eat. They responded by starting to murmur against Moses and Aaron. Through that, Moses and Aaron were the ones who led the people into such place and put them in that location. But that was the instruction of God to them, and they were honest in doing that work of God. People tend always to grumble against those whom God put over them, whether in the government, whether in the church, and whatever place, but they fail to see that God had ordained to them the wilderness and passing into suffering through the narrow gate and the narrow way, and that they ought to continue to go through such until they will finish the race. Don't be short-sighted, but be willing to see beyond what you see in your eyes and see that God is there behind all what you are passing through. Put in your mind also that heaven has requirements, and before you can be there, you need to finish your course in the wilderness. Amen. Therefore, get rid of complaining and grumbling. Fear God and follow Him in the way that He is leading you into. Exodus 16:3. And the children of Israel said unto them, Would to God we have died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. While they were grumbling against Moses and Aaron, the Israelites, what they remembered here, the food that they were eating in Egypt, the meat and the bread, and accused Moses and Aaron that they brought them into the wilderness to kill them. That fact about the food that they ate in Egypt was correct. But the question here, why they did not remember the 10 plagues that God sent on Pharaoh and the Egyptian in order to free them? Why they did not mention how the Lord put to death the firstborn of the Egyptians? Why they did not mention how God opened to them the sea when Moses raised his hand and made them walk on dry land, and he drowned Pharaoh and his army in the sea? The answer for all this question is that they did not mention all such, because their hearts was not right with God.
Amen.
Human sinful nature and unfaithful always remember the good things in the past to criticize the suffering that God is leading them through in the present. They do such to resent and to reject the ways of God in their lives. They want to receive good things, but they don't want to suffer for Him. Now, be careful with yourself. Don't get involved and fall into the trap of the sin of grumbling and unfaithfulness. Exodus 16:4. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. God is always there in the life of His church and His people. He will allow wilderness, but He will give what is needed to make the journey possible and to continue.
Amen.
Here the Lord promised that He will rain bread from heaven to meet that need of food for living. But God would not give them the same pots of flesh in the wilderness as they were having in Egypt. As we are moving forward toward heaven in the wilderness of this life, God is allowing sufferings, but He is still providing our needs and not our wants to enable us to finish the race that He had ordained for us. God put them into a discipline that even with this bread, they will eat with a certain rations while they were in the wilderness until they will reach the promised land. In the same way as God providing for us, He will put us to consume certain limits, and that is part of our discipline in this life until we reach heaven. God allowed the trial for His people that they have no food in order to humble them, to direct them toward Him, to check who are they and to know what is in their heart, and to let them know that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that comes out from the mouth of God, as we read here in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or no. And He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and feed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. It is easy to follow God, serve Him, and worship Him when all things are available. But how about when He put you into the wilderness and sufferings? God still wants you to serve Him, follow and worship Him, even when you are under suffering and under wants. God allows suffering and trials in your life in order to check and find out what is in your heart toward Him. God said that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. The purpose of God here in providing the need in order to give them a chance whether they will obey and walk in His law or no. I have seen many people who are crying because they are in need and they are so promising God that they will be faithful, but after they are relieved and after their problems are solved, they go away from God and fail to obey the law of God that they previously promised to fulfill. Today, I remind you of all the good things that you have received from God and now you are not willing to walk in His law. Return to God, repent of all your grumbling and unfaithfulness. Accept to go through the narrow gate. Serve God and finish the race that God had ordained for you to pass through. Exodus 16:5. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. The Lord here put another rule for them in His law, that they will gather twice the amount in the sixth day, so they should not go out to gather on the seventh day. Put in your mind that whenever God is giving certain privileges, the purpose of them is that the Lord is preparing you to obey Him and walk in His law. Exodus 16:6-14. Exodus 16:6-14. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, at even, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord. And what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full. For that the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses speak unto Aaron, see unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he had heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron speak unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that even the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. God provided for his people their needs. In the evening, he sent them quails to eat flesh, and in the morning, he sent them the bread that was as a frost on the ground. God met their needs over the evening and in the morning. God, as he spoke to Moses and Aaron, he did to his people, and he showed them his glory when he provided for them their needs. But their grumbling against Moses and Aaron was a disgusting thing, and that grumbling was against God and against the circumstances of the wilderness and the suffering that God allowed them to pass through. In the same way, when you grumble against the government, against the church leader, against your parents, against your boss for certain sufferings that you are passing through, you are grumbling against God and not against man only. God would provide your needs, but your grumbling, complaining, and quarreling with the leaders over you is grumbling against God. And you need to repent of such bad attitude. Exodus 16:15. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. The meaning of the word manna is, what is this? The people saw it, but they did not recognize that was the new food given to them by the Lord. Moses, the leader who was dedicated to God, explained to them that was God's provision to them. People who are grumbling and complaining cannot see the good things that God is giving because their grumbling had blinded them. Put in your mind, grumbling and murmuring can blind you from seeing the good things that God is giving to you. As well as we still need to be patient with the people and explain to them the good things in the small things that God is giving to them, as Moses did. People's eyes are fixed on the pots of flesh and they cannot see the new food, the replacement for that. And that is why we need to explain to them. We need to show them the value of their small income, the good things that they have, but they are unaware, their good health, their lack of pain, etc., until their eyes are open to the truth in full. Exodus 16:16. This is the thing which the Lord had commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, and omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. Here Moses gave them the clear instruction of how much they needed to gather for each person of them. An omer daily for every person, which is about 2 liters. Which will be enough to meet their food needs. We need to continue to instruct the people and discipline them with the word of God and his commands to us. We need to continue to teach the people all what Jesus commanded us. The command of God here is to work by gathering daily their needs, and God is specified the amount to guard them against less gathering due to laziness, and against more gatherings due to greed. God is continually providing for us our daily needs, and we need to fully trust him. And we express such trust by obeying precisely his word and his instructions. Exodus 16:17-18. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. Here the Israelites heard the instructions and went out to gather, but some tried to get more, and some gathered less. But at the end, God showed them there will be no difference to prove to them that all what they have had come from him, and he is equally blessing each and every one of them. In the same way, we need to express our faith in God that all what we have had come from him, and it is not our strength or our smartness who had gathered such to us. Exodus 16:19-20. Exodus 16:19-20, and Moses said, let no man live of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them. Here the Lord gave another instruction to Moses, that the people of what they gathered, they should not keep until the next morning, because it will spoil. Here the instruction of the Lord has the purpose that the people should fully trust him for their living, that the Lord shall provide for them every day their needs. Here the Lord is not against that they will save or to be good steward and budget what is coming to them, but was intended to develop in them the full trust on him, that he will be always there in their lives, and he will provide for them all their needs. In the same way, you need to express your full trust on God. Yes, you need to work and gather, and you need to budget and do the good stewardship that God would expect from you. But you need to put in your mind that when you sit down to eat, the food that you will eat had come from God, and it did not come to you by your own strength or power. Notice here how people did the opposite of what God had instructed them by keeping some of the manna to the next day. And in such, they showed that they did not trust nor obey God's word and instruction to them. The same of Adam and Eve did when God instructed them not to eat from the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but they ate when the woman believed Satan's word and not God's instruction, when Satan told her in Genesis chapter 3, verse 5. Genesis chapter 3, verse 5. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Never do the opposite of God's instruction, because you will end up in troubles and losses. Moses was wrath with them. He was angry because their disobedience to God's word had caused him pain. In addition, what they did was something shameful and acted as bad example to others. We need to get angry out of our sadness and grieve for the people's disobedience and lack of faith in God. Exodus 16:21. And they gathered it every morning, every man, according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted. Here the gathering they did early morning before the sun is high was to avoid to be melted. This is a lesson against laziness, that with such quality of food that God gave to them, they needed to wake up early every morning to gather their food. God, with such kind of food, gave them a complete diet and gave them a discipline against their sins and bad attitude. God will always put you in a situation of life that daily you will be checked for your bad attitudes and got discipline for your wrong doings. Exodus 16:22-26. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for one man, and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord had said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and sit that ye will sit, and that which remaineth overlay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. Here the Lord explained and expounded to them through Moses the law of the Sabbath, that they need to work for 6 days, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath day, a day for rest, a holy Sabbath unto the Lord. And they should not go out to gather, because they will not find the manna. God give them twice the amount of manna on the sixth day ahead, so they will have food for the seventh day. Moses explained to them that they need to prepare it through sitting and baking, in preparing it for food for the next day, so they will not need to get busy with cooking, so they can rest and express their trust fully on God and on His presence and His provision in their lives. The same law of God we need to apply today. 6 days you need to work, and on the seventh day you need to rest and to fully trust God that He had already provided for you for the day of your rest. 6 days you need to work, but you need to give the seventh day to God for a rest for you, and to worship God and to rest in His presence. And that is why we gathered weekly to worship God in His church, and to serve Him, and to listen to His word, and to His instructions. Exodus 16:27. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. Still with all those measures, some sinned against God by going out to gather manna. God gave them a day to rest, but they went out and exhausted their bodies, and they will feel tired the whole week. Many who do not satisfy with what they receive during the whole week, instead they will come to worship God, they will go and work and get part-time. But those people who break their Sabbath rest and go for work, the more you will find them in need. Now, the time had come to you to understand that if you will not honor God and follow the Sabbath rest that He gave you to rest in His presence in the seventh day and be in His church, then the more you will labor, the more you will find be in need. God give you today to rest. Therefore, when you work in your rest day, then your whole week you will be tired. Exodus 16:28-29. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place, let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. The Lord here became angry because the people refused to keep his commandment and his law. God told them and explained to them that he is giving them on the sixth day the bread for 2 days. So as if God is telling, why are you greedy and is not satisfied with what you have? In addition to that, the seventh day was given for rest for the body and not for you to go and work and exhaust your bodies. Exodus 16:30. So the people rested on the seventh day. Finally, they understood the lesson after God became angry and they were admonished for their wrongdoing. We need to give up. We need not to give up, but to continue to admonish the people and correct them, hoping one day they will repent and will start to do what is correct. Exodus 16:31. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna. And it was like coriander, seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. The food that God gave them sure was a complete food with all the nutritional values, with the rules of God to regulate their lives. God wants man to obey Him and walk in the ways of God. Because of man's greed, lack of trust in God, and disobedience, the food of man are now corrupted by many unhealthy items that man should not take. There are many now of genes modified foods that are unhealthy and harmful to man. But how those food introduced? They were introduced because of the disobedience of men and their lack of trust on God and their non-willingness to walk in the ways and the laws of God. Exodus 16:32-34. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the breath wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. And as the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. God made here a very clear point that an omer of manna should be taken and keep in a pot and to be kept in the ark of God in order to be a witness for all the generations to come and even to us today. That God is the one who will feed us and give us our food, and we should put our full trust on Him that He will provide for us all our needs. Even now, it has to be a clear point to you that even you have income and you can buy and can do lot of things, but when you sit down to eat, your food had come from God and you live based on what had come out from His word in your life. Exodus 16:35. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. God put His people under such discipline of suffering and walking in the narrow way for 40 years before they entered the promised land. The manna continued to be rained on them until they ate the product of the land, as we read here in Joshua chapter 5, verse 12. Joshua chapter 5, verse 12, and the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. God was faithful to them and continued to supply them with their needs while they were in the wilderness. The Lord shall continue to supply our needs while we are on the narrow way, until He will come and take us with Him to heaven. The Lord shall continue to work on our personalities and attitudes and to correct us and mold us all the days of our lives on earth, to make us pass through the narrow gate and walk in His law in the narrow way until Jesus would come and take us to heaven. Exodus 16:36. Now an omer is the tenth part of an epha. One omer is around 2.2 liters was the share of one Israelite from the manna in a day. When we read Exodus chapter 16, verse 33 to 34, Exodus 16:33 to 34, and Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. The question here, did the Israelite keep the same arrangement that God had ordained for them to keep? So always they will be reminded that their provision comes only from God. Let us read 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 5 to 9. 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 5 to 9. And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, into the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. The cherubims spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves, that the end of the staves were seen out in the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without, and there they are unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone which Moses put there at Horeb. When the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. The pot of manna is lost here. The Israelites, after they became strong and settled and built big things, they forgot that their provision and their needs will come only from the Lord. That is the story of man. When God will bless him, His trust will be shifted and built on other things. My dear and beloved, come now to the Lord in repentance, acknowledging all your sins of grumbling, non-willingness to suffer, pride, lack of trust on God, and not fully relying on Him, putting your trust on yourself and on the material things that God had given to you. Repent of your greed, non-willingness to walk in the ways of His laws. Repent of your disobedience to God's instructions and breaking the commands of God. Shall we all rise and let us pray? Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that showed me clearly my sins and the places that I failed to walk in the ways of your law. Confess your sins and renounce them. Lord, I confess and renounce the following sins: grumbling against you by grumbling against others, greed, not putting my full trust on you, disobeying to your commands and instructions, laziness, and breaking the law of the Sabbath. Lord, I commit myself to the principles that I learned from this message. Lord, I commit myself to the law of the Sabbath, that I will work 6 days and rest on the Sabbath day and come to worship you in your church. Lord, I commit myself to go through the narrow gate and narrow way that you ordained for me to walk through until you come and take me to heaven. Lord, I commit myself to serve you and to do your will. Lord, give me the fruit of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, faith, humility, self-control, patience, perseverance, long-suffering, and faithfulness to go on and serve you in a better way, reflecting the character of you, Jesus, in my life, so others may see you while I am helping them in their troubles, who need hands, efforts, and prayers. For us as a church, to help us to build our faith and to put our full trust on you. Lord, help us, protect us, and provide for us while we are in the wilderness waiting for you to come and take us to heaven. Lord, we commit ourselves to walk in your laws, Lord, fill us once again with the Holy Spirit and enable us to evangelize and to reach new people with the gospel of Jesus Christ and with the word of God. Lord, we pray that you will refill us with the Holy Spirit and enable us to plant new Bible studies, a new congregation for the church, and to reach out new people and new places. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Awesome.